Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. We talk about body language. How's your body language right now?
I would give myself right now I'd give myself an eight. When you asked me, I was probably at like a three. I was working on a 2-day eight scale, by the way. I didn't have great body language when you asked me that question. I wasn't expecting it, so it's part of this conversation. So it's my fault. I'm glad you asked, and I'm glad I'm self aware enough to be able to self assess.
Yeah,
where my body language is at.
Body language, it's important. When coaches are there to evaluate you, obviously they're paying attention to performance. They're paying attention to skill sets, arm speed, foot speed, bat speed, all that kind of stuff. But once you get past that, right, a lot of times what can move the needle in one direction or the other is how you handle yourself. So generally put, as your body language, right? How do you present yourself in a uniform? How do you act before the game? How do you respond to things that don't go your way? We've mentioned this a ton of times. It'll never change. Baseball is full of failure, and guys who can react in a stoic or balanced manner to really high moments and really low moments tend to be very successful in this game. And it's something that coaches seek out, specifically with how guys handle failure. How do you handle a bad strike call? How do you handle a bad at bat? If I come and watch you and you struggle early in the game, take a couple bad at bats, do you take that into your third and your fourth at bat? Or can you take two bad at-bats in a game, come up the third time, and put together a really good at-bat and tell me that you've got a little bit of, you got a little bit of backbone, you got a little bit of toughness to you, and you can shake off those moments. How to react when you make an error on the mound? What happens when you get in a little bit of trouble? Are you able to bear down and make some pitches, or does stuff go sideways for you pretty quick because you have a tough time handling your emotions? These are really key things, and kids don't have to be perfect. I think that, most coaches understand that 16 and 17 year old kids oftentimes, they're not perfect in those moments. I mean, shoot, big leaguers aren't perfect in those moments. But watching how a kid reacts is really important, because when you get to college, inevitably you're going to be in an environment that's uncomfortable. And we're trying to figure out in the evaluation process, do you have the character, do you have the mental capacity and the mental toughness to compete in an intense environment? Sometimes, I don't want to say hostile, because I'm not sure if they're hostile, but tough environments to perform in, right? One of our old friends, great friend of ours, used to ask the question when they were recruiting a kid, when they would get together and figure out whether he was going to be a fit for that program. And the final question they used to ask is, can we picture this kid getting the last out in a regional for us? That's the type of kid they were looking for, the kid who can perform in a pressure pass situation. And a lot of that comes down to your ability to focus on the task at hand, bounce back from adversity, and compete. In a really telling way is watching how a kid handles themselves from a body language perspective. So I think having awareness that this is an important piece of the evaluation puzzle for coaches, and it's something that young guys need to be in tune with, something we just think is worth talking about here for 10 or 15 minutes, because I do think that it gets overlooked in the day when everything gets posted as metrics and exit velocities. And a lot of these softer traits, in terms of they're less tangible, oftentimes are the deciding factor when coaches are splitting hairs between talented players. They're going to generally gravitate to the guy who handles himself very maturely when, you know, the going gets tough, if you will.
BBL. It's what I used to write when I was recruiting, you know, in my shorthand for bad body language. And I think that, you know, it's something where all things are created equal on the, from a skill set standpoint, it can certainly be a separator and pretty telling to, you know, a kid's toughness on the mound, in the field, at the plate. You know, what is your reaction when, you know, an umpire maybe calls a ball a strike, right? Like, do you throw your hands up, you know, palms to the sky, you know, throw a fit? Because it, like, that to me right there tells me you're out of that at bat mentally. You're done. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. Like, yeah, you might get a hit, but, like, why? What's with the reaction? You know, and I'm not even, like, you know, this is stuff where, like, I'm not talking about throwing helmets or throwing bats and, you know, that's everyone has their own thoughts on that stuff. Like, I'm talking straight up, like, how you react when things aren't going your way. You know, and do you carry that reaction into the next pitch and into the field? You know, like, how many times have you seen somebody have a pretty poor at bat or, you know, not necessarily put together the at bat they want or get the result they want. And then they go into the dugout and you're watching them and they just sit there and then inning changes over and they like mosey out onto the field. And you can tell that like their shoulders are slumped. They're not throwing hard across the diamond. They're just kind of letting, you know, getting it over there, maybe probably two or three hopping it. And you could tell like they're in their head on that last at bat. And then they probably kick a ball. And then, you know, now we're in the tank. And it's hard to climb out of that. And when, you know, if your skill set is equal with someone else who, you know, shows no emotion, but, you know, doesn't get frazzled on strike calls that are balls and doesn't get frazzled when, yeah, you know, I'm over two with, you know, one okay at bat and one bad one, but I'm going to go ahead and put together, you know, a really good at bat in my next at bat. Or, you know, I'm going to stick my nose on every ground ball. Like, that's going to help us win here. Like, that's noticeable when you've been doing this long enough and you recruit. And that's tangible because that tells me that's the type of kid that I would want in my program. I don't want the kid that's just going to throw a fit every time things don't go his way, because there's going to be a lot of times when you're playing college baseball where things don't go your way. Like, the umpires, while yes, they do get better at the college level, like, they're not perfect. They're not even perfect in the big leagues. Like, they're going to make calls that go against you. Like, how do you react to that? You know, you're going to make errors. Physical errors happen in baseball. Mental errors happen in baseball. How do you respond from it? You know, if you're on the mound and, you know, how many times have you seen a guy, you know, in a high school game, you know, they throw a pitch, they throw a pretty good pitch, kid gets a bat to it, you know, and the second baseman kicks it. And, you know, and you look at the pitcher and the pitcher's like this. And you're like, you know, you can't show your teammates up. Like, that kid didn't try to get to that ball and be like, you know what? I'm going to kick this right here. Perfect time for me to make an error. Like, there hasn't been a better situation in this game than for me to make this error right here. Like, I'm doing it. Right? Like, that doesn't happen. And, that, you know, it tells you something about that kid versus the kid that, like, hey, they kick a ball and, like, there's no reaction. Tells his teammate, hey, man, I'm going to need another ground ball. Stick your nose on the next one. We'll turn two and get out of here. And bows his neck, makes a pitch. You know, maybe they don't turn two, but, you know, he pitches out of that. And that's noticeable, tangible things that you like, that clues you into things of like, hey, this kid has a makeup that I'm interested in and would want in my program. Or this kid has a makeup, I think, that isn't going to fit well into our program and what we do here. You know, and I like, those are things like, they're, you might not think it, but it's being watched. And like, there's a lot of people I crossed off for having bad body language and not being, you know, because for me, it's a, you know, there's a certain level of toughness that you need to be able to play this game. There's a certain level of amnesia you have to have when things aren't going well. Like, you got to be able to turn the page and get to the next play. You know, it's our sport sometimes can be a little slow in between, but it's also super fast from a play standpoint. And you got to be able to clear it. You know, like, you can be mad about it, but like, you got to be able to clear it and turn the page and get to the next one, because your team is counting on you to do that. And if you're just going to beat yourself up about it and continually let yourself and your teammates down, you're likely going to find yourself on the bench and not playing a whole hell of a lot. You know, so I think that it's an important thing to talk about. And I think sometimes you get the excuse of like, you know, well, you know, he's just really hard on himself. Like, okay. But there's a lot of other people that are hard on themselves that don't show this body language that can turn the page and get to it. And that can be the separator, right? Like, the margins are razor thin when you start talking about only 8% of people going and playing college baseball. You know, how do you react when things don't go your way? And I think that's one of the biggest, it can clue you into a lot of things as a coach when you're watching games. And, you know, it can tell you a lot about what you're looking for in your program. And, you know, more often than not, you're probably going to find yourself on the outside looking in if you continue to have poor body language. So, you know, shoulders up, chest out, be proud of what you're doing, turn the page, and you'll find yourself in some better spots. Just be tough. That was a good one, right? When we played, just be tough. Just be tough.
It does move the needle, though. Like, the motor, watching guys who compete, mm-hmm. get on and off the field. Like, when we talk about body language, the easy thing to focus on is how kids react when things don't go their way, right? And that's a big telling piece of this. But there's also looking for positive body language, mm-hmm. which is confidence. The kid mm-hmm. who walks to the plate a certain way. Like, there's this term in baseball, we call it hitterish. Like, that kid's just hitterish. Like, when that kid walks to the batter's box and digs in, he gets in the batter's box and you're like, that kid can hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks like he can hit. He acts like he can hit. Looking for some of those positive things, I think, is the flip side of it. Not just the negative things that can get you crossed off the list, but like the body language that can get you put on a list. The kids who play really hard, they take hard turns, they run hard 90s, they get in and out of the dugout. Like, the pregame stuff is sharp, right? They're not goofing around all pregame. Like, there's some focus to what they're doing. Like, there's a reason coaches like to show up early, right? And I like to show up early too, because I wanted to see how guys went about their routine. And it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be out there having fun. Goofing around is a good thing. But like, there's a time when you have to flip the switch and you have to get in game mode and you have to get yourself ready to go. So just paying attention to how kids interact with their coaches. If a coach comes and says something to you in a game, what's your body language? How are you taking that information in? Are you looking them in the eyes? Are you standing up straight? Are you paying attention to what he's saying? Those interactions tell me a lot too. And that for me is what it kind of falls under the umbrella of body language. So like, there's a negative side of it, which we don't really want to see. But then there's the positive side of the kid who just plays hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's that simple, but the kid who just plays hard all the time, like, you end up noticing that kid. Yep. They do something during the course of the game. They're diving after a ball or they're taking an extra base. Pitchers who really compete, like, they can pitch with a little bit of emotion, right? Like, you can get excited when you punch a dude mm-hmm. out with a guy in scoring position, right? There's a difference between being a douche and being a competitor. Like, you kind of want to toe that line, but there's nothing wrong with some positive emotion, like a little fist pump, like a little excitement that like, hey, I executed my pitch in a big spot. Like that's some stuff that we want to see, because that means that you dialed into the moment and you understand the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being that cool stoic guy who punches a dude out with the bases loaded and just walks off the mound like he's done it every time. I dig that too. But I got no issues with the dude who's a little bit fired up after he, you know, gets a guy looking on the outer half. Like, I'm good with that. Like, cool. There's nothing
worse than catcher. You catch that ball and you stick that pitch, like flip that ball up before the umpire even like rings it.
Yeah.
You're just off the field.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you know, those guys fire you up too. So like, there's two sides of this conversation, and it's important to understand both of them, because I think that if you're self-aware enough to not have the bad body language, you should be self-aware enough to employ the good body language as well. Right. And sometimes you got to fake it. Let's be honest. Like You got to fake it a little bit. Right. But that's a superpower in itself to kind of just be able to sprint onto the field and like wash that bad at bat and then go get ready to go play defense. Like sometimes that's the reset button for guys, but nobody likes low energy players. I can tell you that. And nobody likes guys who let their negative emotions get the best of them in moments, because it never serves a really good purpose. I think it's important to understand that coaches are absolutely 100% bearing down on that type of stuff. And it is impactful. Sometimes talent will overcome it, but you know, at the end of the day, to your point, if you're splitting hairs between a couple kids and one kid consistently shows that he has a really good motor, he's a really good teammate, and he competes regardless of the circumstances, that kid's going to get the nod over the kid who struggles when things don't go well for him.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I know I said this, like I've crossed people off. Like it's egregious if I cross you off, or I've seen it multiple times, right? Like when I was coaching. But it is something that it's paid attention to. Like, and I think there's this aspect to it too. Coaches are well aware that they're watching 16 and 17 year old kids play a game, and it can be a little frustrating, and like the maturity level isn't there yet, things of that nature, right? Like it's not like we're well aware of that aspect of it. Like, what you don't want to do is be the guy that has negative body language every single time a coach shows up to watch you play, right? Like, hey man, like you throw your hands up because you got punched out on a 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Like, sure. No one's really going to get upset about that and be like, whew, that's a red flag, you know, things like that. But like, you know, when it's something that's consistent, and there is like the motor's low and there's poor body language, and you don't run hard to first base, or you don't take hard turns, like all of that stuff starts to add up. They're tiny little ant hills that turn into a mountain that can sometimes not be overcome. Where, you know, one-off things here and there, yeah, like it's a 17-year-old kid, man. They're not mature enough to be able to handle it emotionally, socially, whatever. So, you know, I think that it's important to know that it's something that is 1,000,000,000% being paid attention to when you're being recruited and watched by coaches.
I think in short, be the good body language guy.
Yeah, be the positive body language guy.
And if you're a young kid and have some self-awareness, if you're not the good body language guy, like work on it. Yeah. Work on it.
Better at it.
It's a skill, right? And understanding in moments, like this is something that you learn as you continue to get older. It's not like you can't fix it.
Right.
But
to your point, maybe sprinting out of the dugout to get to center field or right field or short, like that's your reset button. Like, yo, I am mad right now. Like I'm livid with myself. Like maybe that's your reset. Like I'm going to sprint on the field, get to my position before anyone else is out here, take deep breath and like, all right, I got to clear it and move on to the next thing. Like, fine.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. And most kids need to get better at this, and that's fine. Like this is all about development. it's just something you got to be aware of. Like, you're going through this recruiting process. You have to have insight into what coaches are looking for. It's why we do this podcast. And if you know you're a guy who struggled with body language stuff, work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of it. You'll get better at it. And if you get better at it, you'll probably perform better, right? Because, you know, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that, but I do believe that there's some science behind the old fake it till you make it adage.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes just being in that moment and taking that deep breath and not slumping your shoulders, like, maybe that gets you in a position to make a good pitch next time. So just be aware of it and understand that coaches are looking at it. And if you need to work on it, cool, get after it. Let's be self-aware enough to put some effort into how you handle yourself and how you carry yourself, you know, and have a goal in mind of being the positive body language guy, the guy who plays hard and plays with some confidence and, you know, doesn't get ruffled by things that go bad. Like, have a goal of being that guy and it'll serve you well. Anything else, Coach?
No, nailed it.
All right. Well, everybody, shoulders back, smile on your face, have some good body language. Thank you for listening. We'll check in next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.